Talks in Annapolis bring hope to the Middle East. A Bible distribution program for Sudan prepares to launch, and a Christian ministry is recognized for volunteerism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria's presence at the Annapolis summit this week could help ease tensions in Lebanon. The country's divided by a leadership vacuum and political standoff. Sat7's David Harder says, on the one hand, their team in Lebanon doesn't have high expectations from the talks. On the other hand,
having a conference where the Syrians are sitting down at the same table where the Israelis are, where the Americans are, is a good thing, and hopefully the talk can lead to some real positive steps in the future. And I know that will be a wonderful possibility for our staff, particularly in Lebanon, who are very concerned about the future.
The network's broadcasts are bringing messages of peace across the region, but the tenuous situation is challenging for their team.
If people could pray that in Lebanon a peaceful situation would be worked out politically, that would be wonderful, because having peace enables churches to do the kind of ministries they want to do and enables us as a Christian broadcaster to be able to produce the shows we want to produce.
Next, there's concern growing over lapses in the peace accord between North and South Sudan. That raises memories of the losses Christians faced during the war when churches were burned and Bibles destroyed. World Gospel Mission's Joy Phillips is distributing 250,000 Bibles in the South next year.
The logistics of getting the Bibles here, it's huge. And even once we get them to Sudan, moving around Sudan is quite a challenge. I'm here in Malakal right now and talking with church leaders today, and they keep telling us that we have to either fly to certain places or go by river because there are no roads that are open at this time.
Phillips says she's working with Samaritan's Purse on the project. They'll be partnering with a church network, too.
That's one of the things that we need most is prayer, that the Bible will get into the hands of literate people, that their hearts and minds would be open to the Word of God, and that this would just be incredibly encouraging to them as well as challenging, and that the body of Christ, that the church, would be built up.
You're listening to Mission Network News. World Vision is appealing for $2.1 million to provide an aid package to Cyclone Siddur victims in Bangladesh. The relief includes temporary shelter for more than 50,000 people, or a little more than 9,000 families. Emergency food and other relief items will also be included. World Vision reports the scale of the devastation is enormous. World Vision is helping by being the hands and feet of Christ to those in need. Go to our website if you'd like to donate. Meanwhile, in Russia today, 750,000 children are considered orphans. These kids are institutionalized. Children's Hope International's Mary House says children in orphanages in large cities are better off, but the essentials are scarce in rural areas. House says there's something worse than that.
The worst part of it is they have no hope because they are not prepared for life in the way that we prepare our children. They're fed and they're clothed, but they have no understanding of what's going on.
When they age out of the system at 18, they face a life of crime, drug abuse, and prostitution. However, CHI is helping with life skills training. House says Christians are needed to help fund this program through sponsorship.
There are children that they can choose to sponsor, children of all ages. They can see a picture and pick out a child and correspond with their child and send messages of encouragement.
That encouragement can be a means of outreach. Go to our website to help. And a national initiative to spur volunteerism highlighted World Hope International this year. Volunteers for Prosperity focused on Hope Corps volunteer Amber Hershey. She spent 11 months in Cambodia working with World Hope International's microfinance program. Hershey worked with locals to help them launch small businesses and generate an income. Hope Corps allows Christians to integrate a faith-based lifestyle while enabling participants to become self-sustaining. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support us, call 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email address in the bottom, and we'll send you free mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.